Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Bev.
On this sensational, fabulous
Friday.
Fruitful Friday. Because today is a good friend of mine's birthday, Heidi. She was a young child with her brother and her mother and escaped Nazi Germany. Yep, she's in her 80s now. Anyway, praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful friend.
Yep, Malachi 3:5. I've known her 50 years. Malachi 3:5. So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty.
Hallelujah.
He sticks up for us.
Yes, he does. On today's call, we're going to discuss 30 success principles from
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 22:17-20.
It's a favorite of mine.
You read it, baby.
Okay. It says, listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them, so that your trust, belief, reliance, support, and confidence may be in the Lord. I have made known these things to you today, even to you. Have I not written to you long ago excellent things in counsels and knowledge? That is full of meaning.
As we finish reading verse 20, we felt impressed to read it in the New Living Translation, which says, I have written 30 sayings for you, filled with advice and knowledge.
That's it.
The phrase 30 sayings stirred our spirits. So we read verse 20 in the Message Bible, which says, I'm giving you 30 sterling principles, tested guidelines to live by. Believe me, these are truths that work and will keep you accountable to those who sent you. After reading the various translations, I was totally stirred, we were, to search the scriptures to find the 30. Imagine our joy when we found 30 sterling principles for success between Proverbs 22:17 and Proverbs 24:30. Wow. Principle number one, be a listener and a learner. Proverbs 22:17. You need to write all these scriptures down. 22:17, Classic Amplified. Listen, consent, submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. Hallelujah. Principle number two, always be ready to speak of his peace, power, provision, and protection. Proverbs 22:18, Classic Amplified. For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them, your lips will be accustomed to confessing them.
That's a key principle in reading the word so that it just comes right out when you need it.
Amen. Principle number three, learning is a daily discipline.
Amen.
Proverbs 22:19, New Living Translation. I am teaching you today, yes you, so you'll trust in the Lord. Principle number four, always tell the truth. Proverbs 22:21, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sent unto thee. Principle number five, don't take advantage of, cheat, or ignore the poor. Proverbs 22:22. Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate.
Principle number six, don't associate with angry, hot-tempered people. Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Principle number seven, don't co-sign or guarantee someone else's debt. Proverbs 22:26, Classic Amplified Version. Be not one of those who strike hands and pledge themselves, or of those who become security for another's debts. Proverbs 22:27 in the New Living Translation. If you can't pay it, the debt, even your bed will be snatched from under you. Wow, that's not a good feeling.
No.
Principle number 8. Never claim as your own something that's clearly not. Proverbs 22:28, New Living Translation says, don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations. And principle number 9, excellent in the workplace will allow you to work for important people. Proverbs 22:29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. And principle number 10, make good manners a lifestyle choice, regardless of who you are eating with. Proverbs 23:1-3, Message Bible says, when you go out to dinner with an influential person, mind your manners. Don't gobble your food. Don't talk with your mouth full. And don't stuff yourself. Bridle your appetite.
Wow. Number 11, don't chase money. Let it chase you. When you do what's right, money will be drawn to you. Proverbs 23:4-5 says, the labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. You know, honey, as I was reading the Message Bible translation of this, Proverbs 23:4-5, chasing the almighty dollar doesn't make you rich, but following God's instructions does.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, don't fellowship with or eat with stingy people. Proverbs 23:6, eat not the bread of him who has a hard, grudging, and envious eye, neither desire his dainty foods. Principle 13, always make sure you're thinking about the right things for the right reasons. Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Principle 14, never waste your time talking to fools, for they will never listen to or act on your words of wisdom. Proverbs 23:9, speak not into the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. And principle 15, you have a powerful advocate to defend you against every attack of the enemy. Proverbs 23:11, for their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee.
Hallelujah. Principle number 16, learning to understand what's important requires discipline on your part. In Proverbs 23:12, Classic Amplified, it says, apply your mind to instruction and correction and your ears to words of knowledge. Principle 17, failing to discipline a child now will cause trouble later on. Proverbs 23:13, withhold not correction from the child. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Principle number 18, the word of God is always the right thing to speak, whether you're a child or an adult. Proverbs 23:16 in the Classic Amplified says, yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak right things.
That's good.
And principle number 19, never be jealous or envious of what sinners have, but rather fear and honor the Lord every moment of every day. Proverbs 23:17 says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. And principle 20, when you do what's right in God's sight, you will always be rewarded and never disappointed. Proverbs 23:18, Classic Amplified says, for surely there is a ladder and a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off.
Principle 21, encourage your children, the people you supervise or mentor, to always seek wisdom. Proverbs 23:19, hear thou, my son, and be wise. Guide thine heart in the way. Principle 22. Avoid those who practice immorality or self-indulgence of any sort. Proverbs 24:8-9. New Living Translation. A person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. The schemes of a fool are sinful. Everyone detests a mocker. Principle 23. Listen to and honor your parents for their wisdom and insight. Proverbs 23:24-25. New Living Translation. The father of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright in right standing with God, shall greatly rejoice, and he who becomes the father of a wise child shall have joy in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Principle 24. Live like God lives. Think as God thinks. Do what God does. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. And principle 25. Wisdom and understanding are the cornerstones of anything successful that you build in life, whether in the spiritual or the natural. Proverbs 24:3-4. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all pleasant and precious riches.
Principle number 26. Create an inner circle of advisors known for their wisdom, strategic planning, and good advice. Proverbs 24:6 in the Classic Amplified. For by wise counsel you can wage your war, and an abundance of counselors there is victory and safety. Principle 27, your response to adversity is a measure of your character. Proverbs 24:10 in the Message Bible says, if you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Principle number 28, understand God knows what you think and sees what you do, and you will be judged accordingly. Proverbs 24:12, New Living Translation. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know, for God understands all hearts and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve.
Wow.
Principle number 29. If you mess up, fess up. Get up and start again. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. And principle number 30. Take no pleasure in the failure of others. Proverbs 24:19-20 in the New Living Translation says, don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble, for the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them.
Wow. So true.
Yes.
We strongly encourage you to read from Proverbs 22:17 to Proverbs 24:20. So that you can get all 30 of these proverbs about success.
There you go. Principles to live by.
Absolutely. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.